It's Sean
and Sid, presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Yay. You know, been through a lot here recently.
Holy moly.
But the one thing I will say I do have going for me, I now have a Ring security system. And it's freaking me out every time it goes off.
Really?
I mean, little things. Like, I was on a walk with a friend the other day, and all of a sudden, bring, and I look, and I'm like, what was that? Because I was trying to see on the video. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody at my door? What is going on? And then there was this quick movement past.
Ooh.
I'm like, was that a deer? Was that a person? Who's at my door? And we're both looking at it. She said, I don't have my contacts on. I can't tell. And we're both looking, and I couldn't tell.
What was it?
I got home, and the guys that mow the lawn whizzed by so fast. They set off the Ring. And then I think the other day your dad dropped off some flip-flops at the front door, and this mm-hmm. was like 6:30 in the morning. So I, you know, get freaked out. But there were some very funny stories. The Ring is a good thing, but the Ring also is a weapon to be used by parents. And Sydney found a very funny story.
Yes, I did. And it's kind of brilliant. So a dad went viral for catching his teenage son sneaking out by using the Ring. So instead of placing it on his, you know, doorbell, like you traditionally would, he placed it in the middle of their kitchen. And as soon as it caught motion, he rotated it. And sure enough, his son was sneaking friends through the living room, and the Ring's pointing right at him. So the dad's just sitting there watching, and he had coordinated all of this to simultaneously, as the kids walked in, play Alexa. He had told Alexa when he cued something, and I'm not really sure how he did this.
Yeah.
She said, "Hey, Jesse, next time, just say you want to go out so you don't have to climb through the window with all your friends." The best part is too, he had the lights flip on. They must've had those smart lights.
Yeah, right.
And so the Ring is picking all this up, and the kids are standing there in the living room with the lights on, Alexa talking, and they're just covering their mouths. I'm like, this is classic. And parents are getting smarter.
They are. I think back in the day when we were ornery and we'd climb out a window and go down the big television yeah. antenna to go run down the neighborhood with all the friends. It wasn't that. It was the getting back up the antenna to get in to the window. So
it sounds safe.
It was always very safe, you know, safety first. But this is fun. And there are some other things Alexa can do you might not have thought about. We're going to come back and tip you off. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. We were just chatting about how a parent, a dad, got super savvy with his Alexa and caught his son sneaking out of the house. And it got me to thinking, Alexa is a smart gal, and I bet there's some tricks out there that we don't know of that she can do. We're not really Alexa people. You're not. I have one in my apartment.
Do you use it?
For music, yeah. But I don't think I'm taking full advantage of
no.
her.
No, well, tell us what we could be doing, and maybe I'll get one.
Some of these are maybe ones.
I doubt it.
They're always listening. Some of these are ones that you may have heard of. Others, I was like, that's a good idea. Okay, you can tell her, set an alarm for 7 a.m.
Okay.
Better yet, wake me up every day at 6 a.m. with jazz music.
Oh.
She can do that.
That's cool.
Remind me in 3 hours that I have a meeting. Set a timer for however long. You can ask Alexa to read or speak faster. If she's, you know, playing something back, she can actually read faster. You can have her turn on the coffee maker if it's one of those smart
just amazing.
Coffee makers.
It's amazing.
How about this one? Remind me to change out my toothbrush in 90 days.
Gross. Just be a big boy.
And who changes out their toothbrush every 90 days?
Me.
Yeah. That because you brush a little hard. I'm telling North Star
bristles,
family now.
Yeah, they get a little flat.
You can ask her what your commute to work looks like, if you're going to run into any traffic. Give you directions to the nearest coffee shop. Order more jerky. This one's kind of crazy. You can ask her to add an item, say almond butter, to your Whole Foods cart. Like if you have one that's set up through Amazon.
Okay.
And she can just go out there in the interwebs and add your almond butter for you.
I mean, what is the future holding? Isn't that wild?
My favorite is this last one. So if you have Echo Dots set up, which are like the mini Alexas in different rooms of your house, they can actually act as an intercom where if you drop in on the line, I don't necessarily know how to do this, but you can phone your kids upstairs. Like tell, you know, I'm assuming it goes tell room three that dinner's ready and their Echo Dot will play.
Oh my gosh. Well, think of all the fun mom and dad miss by going,
"Would you get down here right now? I'm not telling you again. Dinner is ready."
Yeah, Alexa has a little softer approach than that.
Who needs her? It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
All right, according to insider.com. Not sure how much I believe this, but who am I to know? There is a new trend in parenting. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, single people are ditching the notion that they need a true love and they are raising kids with a platonic friend.
Whoa.
So say you're a single mom and you're like, I'm in a crazy stage in my life. I have no time to date. I don't want to date. I've got kids to raise. Hey, Joe. Hey, you have a terrible apartment. Do you want to move in with me and the kids and help me out and pitch in? And there's nothing romantic. We're just going to live together.
But is that the agreement that Joe pitches in?
Joe pitches in.
So he's not just like a lump on a log. He's helping out.
It's called platonic parenting, and it is supposedly a new trend.
How do you not fall in love with that said Joe?
Well, Joe's ugly.
In that case, it sounds like it's going to work.
Joe's been your friend since elementary school, and you felt sorry for Joe. But, no, I'm kidding. But the interesting part of it is, it's a whole new generational way of approaching parenthood. And there really isn't one set formula for parents anymore. So if there's so much stress on a single mom, and you know that this is somebody, you know, it doesn't have to be, it could be your best friend too, you know, whatever. Somebody who can really pitch in and be there and provide support. Is that a route to go if you're not interested in finding somebody to couple up with?
I think it's an interesting concept. I would love to get the opinion of a kid.
Yeah.
Especially say this Joe scenario.
Yeah.
Joe moves in with single mom.
Yeah.
If the kid's father isn't in their lives, do they look to Joe and then it's
confusing?
Not super fulfilling if he's there not to play a father role?
Joe was never going to be their dad. Okay. Joe has Cheeto dust on his chest.
So he's just a good guy.
Joe's just a really good guy.
That helps travel to Boy Scouts.
He's not dad material.
Okay, then.
It's interesting. Why not?
You know what? In today's day and age, I say, why not? I say, help each other out.
If mom has so much stress and this is like somebody at home, you know, Joe makes macaroni and cheese with Cheetos in it. Maybe.
But I feel like, say roles were reversed and it was a mom friend, a woman friend, and a dad asked that the woman move in. I would think those kids would look to, and this is, sorry, this is probably so incorrect.
Sexist.
So sexist. Don't you think those kids would be more apt to look at that mom as a motherly figure?
Yeah, because I wonder if she would have to do more of the heavy lifting.
See, I didn't say that. I didn't take it that far.
Well, there is that. I mean, that happens. It really does.
Really interesting.
Something to think about. Platonic parenting. Would that work for you? It's a little late now. Sorry, I screwed up.
Joe? Yeah, out there.
It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi. Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Well, you know I'm a huge TikToker, right? I spend my days just scrolling away.
You could be. I think you missed your calling.
I got to work on my dance moves. I'm working on it. But I've missed something, apparently, when it comes to our faces and tips and trends with skincare and beauty. So we brought in our beauty. This is Debbie Salazar, who is Graham, my son, Sid's brother.
Our son?
Her, His fiance, she is here, and you are so good on social media, and you are always on top of all these TikTok trends.
Yes, I am obsessed with TikTok.
Why are you so obsessed with TikTok?
I just feel like it's so helpful with just learning new skincare trends and learning about new tips on how to make your life better and easier. So I love it.
Oh, gosh. You are like the poster child for TikTok right now. Okay, so I want to bounce these off of you. Mm-hmm. And you guys tell me if you know these are trends or you know people do these, okay? DIY skin tint or BB cream?
I would say yes. I've seen that before.
DIY though?
Yeah, DIY.
How do you do it?
You create your own custom shades, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe it's like foundation mm-hmm. with lotion.
Yes, I was going to say that, like moisturizer.
Okay, maybe that is what it is.
I like that. That's mm-hmm. a good tip.
Okay. What about high ponytail for long hair using a super high twist? It sounds like it's not going to make much difference. But what they do is they say you take your hair and you twist it around the tie a couple times and then pull your ponytail back over it.
Well, my hair is very short, so I was just trying to do that. But
Sydney, have you tried that?
No,
so
I haven't.
You go up high.
But they have all sorts of hair tricks that are, they're really useful.
They do work? How do these people come up with this
stuff?
I would need a
demonstration.
Yeah.
You go around twice and then you pull
and
your hair.
A little more volume.
Pull your hair back over it to make it poofy. I can't do it. I have three hairs on my head. I can't do it. All right. This is kind of crazy. A makeup routine that they claim is sweat proof, right? So what you do here is you prep your skin. You apply your base makeup. I know this guys out there are going like, why am I listening to this? But just stick with us. This actually was inspired by drag queens. So just so you know.
So it works.
Yes. What you do is going back. It goes like this. Moisturizer, translucent powder over that, mm-hmm. setting spray.
Yep, I've tried that.
Makeup primer over that, and then foundation.
Whoa. Yeah, I've done it. I actually did it during hardcore COVID times. That trend started like a year ago. Yeah.
Well, and was it gross?
It worked, yeah.
They say it balls up.
Feel so cakey?
Yeah, I just felt like my skin was more matte than anything. Okay. It wasn't like a glow or anything like that. Okay. But it did last all day.
Again, guys, matte is a term that refers to skin that is not glossy. You're welcome. Okay, let's move on. The scrunched up tissue look over your eyes.
Oh.
No? Weird?
Wait, say it again.
Okay. Lashes? You take a tissue, like a Kleenex, and you wad it up. And you dip it in all the random colors of your eyeshadows. And then you blot it over the top of your eye to give your eye an artistic tie-dye look.
Now, oh, wow.
Now, I got to give it to you. Debbie's from LA, right? So she's willing to try things and walk around and not be humiliated. If I walked around and went to Giant Eagle or something and have tie-dyed eyes.
You'd be like, Sean, are you okay?
People would probably cart me away. So have you seen this?
I have not seen that trend.
Would you do that?
I would definitely try it, yeah.
Oh, you are so funny.
I'm all about eyeshadows. I want to get more into them.
Oh my gosh, some of these are like legit. I can't even believe this. We're going to come back and talk about a few more. And there's one I have seen you do, Deb. You have done tutorials on this, so I want to talk to you and get your opinion on that. These are your TikTok beauty trends. Again, guys, hang with us. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid. We've been talking about TikTok beauty trends. We have my new soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
Yay.
Debbie Salazar is here. She's also an influencer. You have quite a few followers. Tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram.
Yeah, you can find me at Try and Find Debbie on Instagram.
How do you spell that?
TryN Find, FIND, Debbie, DEBBY. It's a little confusing.
It's okay. And are on TikTok?
The same. Yeah. Okay. On TikTok as well.
Okay. Well, she has a lot of brands and she tries different trends all the time. She does a great job.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So I want to run a few more of these past you. The quick way to get a fuller lip. This one cracks me up. Okay. You're probably outlining. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's what they say you need to do. You purse your lips together very, very tight. You apply lip liner around the inside of the lips.
Oh.
In essence, your lips are stretched out, really far. And you get
ow.
Even more overline quicker.
Okay.
And then when you let your lips relax, you're like, wow.
Look all at- messed up.
Do you know what? We used to do that. It's because it was the end of the night and maybe we had too many. And then your lip liner went all outside your lips. It's really scary. But the girl who did this on this HuffPost thread, she said it works. It does work.
Kylie Jenner started that. Really? She really started the overlining your lips.
You know, and I've noticed that on Khloe Kardashian a lot. Mm-hmm. She does that too. I don't notice it on you too. Do you notice it on me? Okay, before we let you go, there's one that we have to talk about because you tried this on me on our video this past week. I gotta admit, I thought I was coming off pretty sexy. Kind of like a howdy doody kind of meets Angelica from Rugrats kind of look, you know? Let's talk about the freckle trend.
Ooh, I love the freckle trend.
How does my son feel about your freckle
trend?
Oh,
he thinks it's silly. He's always like, what do you have on your face? I'm like, they're freckles. Let me live.
All right, talk about it. Sydney, I've never seen you do this, but you have your own freckles.
I do, but I would like some more.
You want
on
more?
Occasion.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, give us the process. Like, how do you apply fake freckles?
Okay, so there's a few different ways. The way that I love the most is I actually just use my eyebrow pencil. And I do little dots all over where you should have freckles on your face. And then I kind of dab my fingers over it so it's lighter.
It smudges your yeah. freckles.
So that's my favorite way.
But okay.
There's new inventive products that you can use that are much easier than my process. But I like mine.
Where do you think this came from?
Well, I just got to add, there is a trend that's like a crazy speckled freckle where you literally like scrape almost a mascara brush and it'll splatter little black freckles on your face.
Clearly I'm putting my mascara on right because usually I look down and I have black flakes all over my cheeks, so I'm doing the right thing.
I just think makeup's becoming an art and anything goes.
That's good to know too.
I love that actually. And so I do have the product that Sid was just talking about and I brought it to Florida with us and I tried it there for the first time and it was so hard to use. Oh, I didn't like okay. it.
So you went back to your eyebrow
yeah,
pencil
mm-hmm.
and smudging.
Yes.
Well, funny. My eyebrow pencil always smudges. So I think I'm in good shape. I can't keep up with all this stuff. You know, I'll keep it basic. However, I do like my Merle Norman.
Yeah, it looks so good on you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's age appropriate. That's good.
Ouch. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
By the way, you can still vote for them. They are up for Columbus's Best. They get it every year because they're just so good.
Are the best.
They are. Absolutely. Lewis Center and Westerville locations, the things they do for our community are so, so great. northstarfamilydental.com. Well, people are getting out, socializing a bit more, cautiously, of course, but as a result, this is really tough, according to Everyday Health, on introverts in our society. People that are just a little more sheepish than the people who go rushing out into the fray. You know, so,
like yourself.
Like, I'm very shy, don't like to go out. But there are a lot of reasons people right now are especially leery, obviously, because, I mean, the other variants that are flying around. So you have to be a little cautious. But if you're already a cautious person, how do you get back into society? Because people are returning to the workplace. They might have work meetings. They might have things that you have to go do.
Yeah, I actually was in the office last week and for the first time had to do a presentation in person in a year and a half. And it was weird. I didn't have my notes in front of me. I mean, going back into the world is going to be a little interesting.
Were you nervous?
I was okay because I was able to sit down and we all like had masks on. Okay. It was still weird.
Yeah.
But you lose that comfort blanket of being behind a screen.
Here's what psychologists say you should do if you tend to be an introverted person. Number one, take it at your own pace. Not everybody's pace has to be the same. And there's no mandate that you have to go to a party or get to a big, huge family gathering. You do it when you feel most comfortable. Make a plan, though, and stick to it. Take a moment to think about what kind of social schedule you really think would work best for you. Maybe it's one night a week. Maybe it's one night every other week. Maybe it's brunch, you know, every couple of weeks, whatever. But stick to it so you're not stressing over it and in spending time worried about it. Embrace new boundaries that you are setting. So, for instance, this is the thing that, all your friends, we've always been together at this time, on this date, at this place. This is our thing. But you say, out of the gate, I'm really not ready to do that yet. I'll meet you every other week or something.
I think the pandemic has taught most of us to set those boundaries. Yeah. It makes you realize what you enjoyed going to and what you could do without.
Isn't that funny? That's what they're saying here. Mm-hmm. You have to sort through it. And then give what you're feeling a name, okay? Which is a little foo-foo-y, but whenever you feel uncomfortable or out of practice about, you know, the next situation, they say sometimes it helps people to just name how they're feeling. Don't try to ignore it or stuff it. You say, I'm just feeling fearful of still the pandemic, or I'm feeling, you know, so you acknowledge that something in you is worrisome.
I thought you meant you had alter egos, and when you get really shy, you're like, oh, silly Sarah, that was nothing.
And if that's happened, then there's another whole segment we need to talk about if you're talking to silly Sarah. It's Sean and Sid,
brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com. A lot of people are leaving their jobs right now.
It's really kind of scary. People went through COVID and they're like, you know, I never liked that job.
It's a wake-up call.
Yeah, it really is.
And there's more opportunity to work remote. You could get a job in a different state and work from where you are. There's lots of benefits, hate to say it, kind of, to
working at home.
Well, I was actually going to say to not having a job for a time. So a lot of people.
Yes, tell me more.
A lot of people are having to write that resignation letter. And I have some advice if you're out there and you're thinking about cutting the ties. Real Simple came out with an article just how to tell the team and your management, sayonara.
Okay.
All right. You should tell your manager personally. This is proper etiquette. I know you might want to shy away and just send him an IM or something, but it's more appropriate that you tell your boss, even if it's via Zoom, face to face. Don't have to give him too much detail in this conversation.
Oh, no, I'm going to really go at it. You are a schmo.
You're
the worst, most vile human being I've ever met.
Oh, I wish you had that opportunity. Second, write a rough draft to air out those feelings.
Oh, so actually say them in a rough draft.
Yes. So, but that comes after telling your manager, which I think these could be swapped.
Okay.
I think you could have used some journaling prior.
Okay.
But they say that you should write a rough draft, get all your feelings on paper. This isn't going to be seen by anybody. Lets you get out your grievances, your anger, whatever it might be.
Oh, it'll be seen. Don't you worry.
Good. It deserves to be seen. Just list out the reasons you're leaving and any emotions attached to that. But of course, edit that version into something that's simple, more high level.
Oh, so it's just a practice to get your feelings out, but don't send that one.
Yes, okay. Because you're more likely then to have a kinder resignation letter.
Or more professional.
Yes.
Okay.
If you air out the original.
Oh, but I'm still going to mail it. I'll give you the formal one, but I'm still mailing the other one.
Good. It's somewhere under your bed or something. So for the real one, keep it high level and keep it simple. You actually don't need to share all the details, but you should get your point across. If there's something in your exit that you need to be known, you can still say that, but professionally. And then offer to help with your transition.
I don't know about that.
Or not have the opportunity to help with your transition.
Right. Right.
This could give you, it kind of leaves the door open a little bit. You end on a good note. And, you know, typically it's about 2 weeks notice that you're required to give across the board.
So.
But if you say, hey, I can stay for a month. I've lined up a job in a month. I'm willing to stay that length of time to help transition a project, onboard the new employee, whatever it might be.
Let me show you how to do this. You're going to hate it here. You're going to hate it here.
Run, run. And then lastly, give a thank you letter.
Okay.
Again, yes. This just keeps the bridge there, doesn't burn it, leaves the door open if you choose to come back. Doesn't have to be too warm and fuzzy, but it's just a thanks.
I think so many Mylar balloons tied to his car that it's embarrassing as all get out, but they all say thank you.
Thank you. I love that.
And with any luck at all, the car will take flight. All right, maybe I got to work on these things. It's Sean, it's Sid.
Brought to you by Donatos.
Mm-hmm. People are beginning to travel again. Some European cities, not all, are opened. Obviously, this variant stuff is scary. But there was something on BuzzFeed that got my attention about some things that maybe Europeans find very normal, but Americans definitely don't. So when you're traveling abroad, keep this in mind. There might be some eye-openers for you. Now this one. Underage drinking, yes, in other countries, not such a thing. In fact, in the UK, kids, small children, can have alcohol as long as it is with their parents.
Wow.
Yeah. You just can't be publicly walking around as a 7-year-old with, you know, a Mai Tai. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
It's so weird, right?
But, and what that does to their little tiny bodies.
Well, they're not chugging, right? Yeah. So they're just...
I mean, a glass of wine, though?
I don't know. Yeah.
Me on an empty stomach? Yeehaw!
You are basically a 7-year-old child.
Thanks.
In Germany, looking for an apartment, it doesn't mean that it will come with a kitchen. In fact, 90% of German apartments do not have a kitchen.
What?
90%.
What do they do?
A lot of hot pots, I guess, and your microwaves.
Oh, they have a microwave.
I guess.
Nana can cook anything in a microwave.
It's very true. almost every car has a manual transmission when you go to Ukraine. Only the rich people have an automatic. Isn't that interesting? You don't know how to drive a stick, do you?
I was going to say, I would be in trouble.
Yeah, you would. How about this? Life in prison without parole is extremely rare. In fact, most countries don't have such a sentence.
Yeah.
So
that's a whole nother conversation.
People are paroled, yeah. In Germany, nudity is okay. No one cares if you're walking around naked. And it's not anything like sexual, but people just don't have body issues. And I guess they feel it's okay to be naked. I think some of these are exaggerations, but I don't know. They also say like French beaches, just plan on it because people are naked on all the French beaches.
Would you do it if you were in France?
It depends on what everybody else looked like. If I'm the ugly body on a French beach, heck no.
Or if you're looking good.
Leaving your child to sleep in a stroller outside unattended is okay in many parts of Europe. You can be on a balcony, garden, outside of a restaurant. Children are just free frick the taking.
Just give them a Mai Tai. They'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, that's why they fell asleep in the stroller. And then the big thing, too, smoking, as it is here, banned, you know, pretty much most restaurants, you can't smoke.
Right.
Most places, you just can't smoke anymore. The amount of people in Europe who can still smoke in restaurants is still pretty prevalent. People can smoke at will all over.
Nothing goes better with my apple pie than a cigarette.
Europe was waiting. So if you want to follow Sydney on her European escapades while she's trying to choke down her apple pie and cigarette, where would they find you, Sydney?
I wish I was doing all that. You can find us at Sean and Sid. That's S-H-A-W-N-C-Y-D. Well, there's an and in between there on Instagram. And Sean and Sid Show on Facebook. SeanandSid.com to find our website.
Yes, and you can find our podcasts on that website too. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We are so happy you join us.
We appreciate you.